Welcome to Brain Stew, home of topical and pointless conversations.
All opinions are our own. We do not promote the views of others.
Here, I'm the king of finger blasting.
Welcome to another Brain Stew.
How you doing?
I'm all right, mate.
Good.
Getting by on high on life and all that.
High on life.
I think I've got a bit of hay fever, you know.
Hay fever, that's the worst. Because you don't know if you've got a cold or if you're like feeling a little bit shitty, and it's kind of like that. Do you get it first thing in the morning?
Not so much, more evening, yeah.
So, like first thing in the morning, wake up, you're like sneezing like a motherfucker, and it's like, wow, I can't get ill. No. It's so sharp. And it's like, maybe it's just hay fever.
Yeah, you pop one of those little thingy-majigs and then you're right.
Yeah. Do you take them orally or...?
Suppository.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've just been putting it in my ass. It stopped me from farting.
Do you do that with paracetamol as well?
No. Crush them up and stick them up my knob. What?
I did hear a story actually on, I think it was on a different podcast, about this this like school trip where this kid passed out and the teacher put a Mars bar up his ass to bring him round.
Okay, what,
because of the sugar?
I want to say because of the sugar.
Yeah, like sugar in the bloodstream quicker or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, honestly, that's what I was doing. He'd passed out. It was the only thing we had lying around. Couldn't wake him up, couldn't rouse him. So, yeah, I put a Mars bar on his ass. Oh, that's all right. Why has it got a condom on it?
That's the classic.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean... I don't know the science behind it. Is it just the sugar or what? But apparently it came round. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's very interesting tidbit of knowledge. Was it you?
No. Yeah, that was 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. I'm still recovering from that. I've never touched a Mars bar since. Can't even look a Snickers in the eye.
Oh, dear.
What have you been listening to?
Do you know what? Sleep Token.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a bit sort of behind on getting in the Sleep Token fan club, but yeah, I thought I'm going to give him a good listen. But yeah, I've listened to the new album, what's it called? Take Me Back to Eden. Good. I'm liking it.
It's so diverse, isn't it?
Yeah, I think if you haven't heard Sleep Token, to sum them up in my head, it's... If James Arthur was singing for Bring Me the Horizon.
Yeah, it's a good show.
It's kind of like a mashup between those two.
Have you seen any of their live stuff?
No, not yet. No.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so like, I struggle. When I first saw like images of them like playing live and stuff, I really struggled to connect.
Well, because of the masks and things.
Yeah, it was just like, it didn't feel like you close your eyes and listen to it and then you see that and it was like, the fuck? This isn't at all how I expected this band to be, because it was so like, I don't know, maybe like Slipknot have kind of like permanently tainted people's ideas that if you dress up and perform in that, you're going to be like full on metal and, you know, kind of, I don't know, maybe that's just me. But
I mean, there's elements of like the metalcore side to it as well. So
it's not as all the time. It's not as like as prominent, is it? It's kind of like it's sort of in between. And
yeah, it's like they slip into a current like pop song.
The breakdowns when it's just like kind of almost like, you know, orchestral.
Yeah.
And not orchestral. And then it's kind of like, you're like, oh, wow, that's amazing. It's beautiful. And it's very moving.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, it's just, there's some great moments, some good songs.
And that was quite good.
That wasn't bad, yeah. What the hell are you listening to?
A podcast. I've been listening to a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
A podcast called West Cork.
Is that about like different types of corks?
Yes, it is, and it's about how the east side of Cork hates the west side of Cork, and they have cork offs.
Okay,
and it's not the British Bake Off; it's the Irish Cork Off.
This wine be corked.
Sadly, Jamie, it's about murder. it's on Audible. It's one of the ones included with the Audible subscription. It's a 14-part miniseries about a murder that took place in 1996.
Nice.
I think. Yeah. In Cork. And it never been solved. But interesting that one of the main suspects is on the podcast. His interview. What? Yeah. So there's two different documentaries on it. I feel really bad for these guys because like they've done this. I think this podcast, I'm only halfway through. I think it's brilliant, but they've after the podcast was released, Sky and Netflix have both commissioned miniseries about this. And there's the Sky one's called Murder at the Cottage, and the Netflix one is called Sophie. And it's to do with the murder of Sophie Toscon de Plantier. But everything that they cover in this thing, it's kind of like they covered it really well in the podcast. So I'm kind of like, I imagine the podcast doesn't get as much traction as the TV shows did. But it's really, really interesting. And it's like I say, it's still what we... 20 odd years later, and it's still not been solved because this guy's been tried for the murder, and I won't ruin. Obviously, I just have because he's been tried for it and it's not been solved. So, but it's very interesting. You can form really, really quick opinions. It's worthwhile checking out the. I would probably watch the Sky one called Murder at the Cottage.
So is the Netflix one out as well?
Yeah. They've both been out for a couple of years now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so right. I think it's called Sophie. Murder at Roaring Water or something like that. And but it's absolutely fascinating as to like how everything came around, what happened, and then just the whole kind of like trying to unravel it. And because it's a really like remote place, there's lots of like locals involved, and there's all kinds of all sorts of things. And there's the local guard, it's like the police have their own theories, and locals have their own theories. Yeah, it's incredible. And just sort of hearing it unfold and having seen the documentaries on it as well, it's very much like, wow, this is
what is this called, the podcast?
The podcast is called West Cork.
West Cork. All right, let's check that out.
But I think it's exclusive to Audible.
Okay.
It's really definitely, if you like true crime stuff, then it's definitely worth a listen because they're really good interviewers and they do present a really well-rounded conversation.
Decent. Let's check that one out.
Just going to cough for a little bit. I'm not getting emotional. Just a bit of a frog in my throat.
We interrupt this pointless conversation to bring you more pointless conversation. Easy Tiger.
Oh, wank me off.
It's amazing, and every week when I think, oh, do you know what? It's that tiny little bit more professional this week. Just that tiny little bit more. And then for some reason, there's this little box in front of me that just has all these random little things. And every time I go against every living fucking grain and ounce of self-respect that I have, and I push things, and this
Stick
happens.
Stick your finger in my arse!
Yeah, but that's just your makeup, mate.
I just... Why am I like I am? I don't get it. I just...
Here, I'm the king of finger blasting.
Life's a bit too serious, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm glad you're siding with me on this. You're not like, yeah, I need to speak about this, actually. It's totally dragging the level of the show down. I think we could have achieved so much more had you not have been crass and...
Well,
imagine... Petty fuck the lasagna.
Well, yeah, you know, prime samples like that one. But imagine you're the manager of your own pub.
Yep.
And you can have anybody come in there to have a drink with you.
Yep.
What three people would you not have a drink with?
Okay. Oh, I wouldn't have... So I'm gonna automatically exclude politicians from this because I feel that that could be quite divisive.
True.
Divisive? Yeah, divisive. Is that the right word?
I know what you meant.
I think that's the right word. Chatterbrainstew.co.uk divisive, is that right? Anyway,
so these people are going straight in the Brainstew bin because we don't want to drink with them.
So my first one I think would have to be Charlie Sheen.
Not keen on Charlie Sheen?
Oh, winning. only because I would worry how quickly and how far it would escalate. Okay. Like I imagine I might start having a couple of, you know, beers with Charlie.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it I'm doing Charlie with Charlie.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it I'm doing Six Whores Called Charlie whilst doing Charlie with Charlie.
Yeah.
And then I'm getting arrested for some kind of like drug smuggling thing in Mexico with Charlie and Charlie and the Charlies.
He's pretty wild, isn't he?
Yeah, and that would be my kind of, I don't, because I've got no self-control. If I'm out drinking, I'm kind of, my drunken alter ego, Frank, comes out and he's an absolute twat. So he's not nasty, he just loves fucking shit up.
He just likes beer.
He loves beer, he likes mischief. He's the kind of guy who'll steal people's shoes. Take a crap in a, it doesn't matter, let's not go down that road. But yeah, so I couldn't trust Frank with Charlie Sheen.
Okay,
so
who's at the same table with Charlie Sheen?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, he'd be a giggle, wouldn't he?
Well, I think he would until you got drunk, and then he'd
what's eat. He slipping in your drink?
Literally. So, and that's purely the reason. I think this is just common sense. Mm. If anybody says like, you know, oh yeah, like my all time kind of like, you know, people round for dinner type thing, I'd have Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Pajama. I'd have Jeffrey Dahmer. Why?
No.
He would try to kill you. Why would you do that? Or would it just be nice to talk to him?
Would it, though?
We he's dead anyway, but what? So, I because he would kill me. I think that's a solid.
Yeah, that's a good answer, actually.
And Robbie Savage, who's a ex-professional footballer, is now a commentator.
All right.
And,
gets on your wick, does he?
Oh, he doesn't just get on my wick. He gets on everyone's wick. He's just a cunt.
Who did he play for professionally?
Leicester. Blackburn.
All right.
Derby County. he's just a cunt. I can't stand him. I've got a mate who we're both strong football fans, and every time there's like a big game on and this guy's commentating, I know my mate Steve will text me and be like, "Are you watching it?" I'll be like, "Yeah, I'm watching it with that sound on though." 'Cause I just,
really? That bad?
Yeah. I referred to him in my last text to Steve. I looked at his day and I was like, I referred to him as a twat souffle. That's a thunder cunt and a twat souffle, I think was how I described him.
Oh, blimey.
I can't stand the guy. Yeah. So yeah, that him, Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, if Jeffrey Dahmer at Robbie Savage, I'd be okay with that. But yeah, and Charlie Sheen would just be like, yeah, I'm orchestrating this shit. I'm the puppet master here.
Yeah.
I'd just like, you know, packet of dry roasted, slip out the back and I'm fucking off. What about you? What's your three?
Mine are a bit more low key than yours, really. I went more British, mostly. This person, probably the same way you feel about Robbie Savage. Whenever she comes on TV, whenever I hear a voice, I have to leave the room, switch over. It's Gemma Collins.
Okay.
You know what I mean? From like TOWIE fame and all that.
Some sort of reality star type. I'm not using the word star, some reality.
Yeah, person. She's full on reality.
Yeah.
But she's branded herself as this, the GC, as in Gemma Collins. Good Charlotte, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like she's a parody of herself. And like, the same way you feel about Savage, you know, you're just like...
You want to kick her in the cunt?
You said it. But yeah. No, she just drives me wild. Makes my skin crawl. Wow. Just like, I just want to tell her to stop.
No, this is your platform. Tell her. Tell her, Jay.
I don't know. I just don't get it.
GC, stop. Okay.
She's never going to hear this, but yeah. Like,
what if she does? And then you're hounded for being,
I mean, she's probably a lovely person. I don't know. But just in the public eye, just, yeah.
Yeah, but this is someone, yeah. But yeah, this is the thing is, I appreciate I said Robbie Savage is a cunt. It's not the first time I've said it. It won't be the last. And I'm not the only person who says it.
Yeah.
It's my opinion of Robbie. Robbie might meet me and go, well, you're an absolute cunt as well. Fine.
Yeah.
We can agree we don't like each other, Robbie.
You can have a cunt.
I wish you no harm. Mm. You know, you carry on doing what you do, mate. You know, you're obviously good at it because you're getting paid for it. But I would not want to go for a drink with you.
Right.
Because I can't stand you. So, and it's the same with Gemma Collins. You know, you not like her, you just don't want to, maybe you do not like
no
her.
I don't know her personally, so I can't say I dislike her. I just don't like the persona of the celebrity, I guess. And that rolls into Rylan Clark as well.
See, that was one I wondered if that might make your list.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know, he just,
it's his forehead, isn't it?
It's just, I don't know,
so smooth.
He's just like, he's so shiny, isn't he, when he does supermarket sweep?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about him, but
you think he's laminated?
Yeah. Again, actually a really nice guy, but
do you think there's, you know, do you remember like in I said the '80s? You weren't born in the '80s?
Yeah.
So, like, you go to, like, your grandma's house and they'd have a sofa, but it'd have, like, that plastic covering over it. Like, laminated. Yeah. Yeah, I reckon he's got that on his head. he's been laminated. Keep him fresh for another 50 years.
Yeah. Oh, no. And the last one is James Hetfield.
Ooh, okay.
Because I'd be scared that I'd tell him how bad his songs are.
Why would you be scared of that?
I'm scared of my own, you know.
You'd be like, and another thing.
Like, why did you write that song? That's horrific. Like, I don't know.
Bold.
It is a bit bold, but I'd just be like, I'm sorry, James, but your song's...
Fucking CJ, if they're still listening, they'll be fucking sending the old emails through.
Probably you, Bono as well.
Ooh.
If we're talking about musicians.
Yeah, I didn't think about musicians. God.
You know.
Maybe you should have extended this to like 10 people. 10 people you didn't want to go on a stag do with.
Yeah, we're not having a big rant about people we absolutely hate. We're just saying like people we're not really that fond of, we don't want to have a drink with.
Yeah, because, all right, should we do this like on the fly and flip it to like, okay, 3 people that you would definitely want to have a drink with?
Want to? Yeah. I think, did we do this previous episode?
All right, I can't remember.
I think we did.
All right. Find the previous episode. Those are our answers. Cheers. Job's a good one. That was fucking easy, wasn't it?
Ain't come to your pub. We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffle. Waffle.
Savage is a massive cunt. So, would you rather have a soundtrack to follow you around in your daily life, or would you rather have someone narrating your life for everybody else to hear?
Oh, so can everybody hear the soundtrack as well?
Yeah, I think let's do that, because then it could... Or not necessarily everyone else to hear, like, but like anyone in the vicinity.
Yeah.
So you're stood in like Sainsbury's and it's like, Jay looked down at his feet with disgust. You know, that kind of... And the people around you are like, you know, as Jay turned around and noticed the yummy mummy with the pert breasts. And she's like, did he fucking know?
Yeah.
So yeah, so like, yeah, that. Or... No,
yeah.
But then if in the same scenario, like, you know, she walks past and it's like...
Yeah.
And like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, like, yeah, that's...
I think...
I'm glad that I broke it down to that really basic kind of like, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, again, lowbrow, that's me, that's what I do.
I think I'd go for the narration, just because it'd be fun to hear what they'd say.
Yeah.
Initially, it would go on your tits after a while, but initially it'd be like... I think the classic is to hear Morgan Freeman, isn't it? That...
Yeah, that literally in the kind of the narrator from Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
It kind of like, yeah the classic Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman.
Who else? What like about Arnie? Arnie doing the narration.
But could you imagine if it's like you're taking a shit or something? I'm not even going to attempt an Arnie impression. But yeah, like that whole kind of like,
get the fruit pasta, you idiot.
I just like, to Jay's surprise, there was no toilet paper left again. I don't know who's narrating.
Or what about like Danny Dyer or something? Like,
that would be fucking epic. just like literally toilet paper ran out with Danny Dyer.
Yeah.
Oh, he sat there thinking, which fucking slag has fucking left the fucking roll on? How am I supposed to fucking dab my sphincter with this fucking tiny little piece of paper, you fucking cunts?
Muggy little
cunts. You fucking slags. I think for that would get really annoying quickly, because it would literally be, you'd have to pick out, it's probably like listening to this podcast, you have to pick out the normal words outside of the swearing less often than not.
I think the narration would work if it was like a different celebrity every day. Or
I'd like mine to be Stewie Griffin.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Yes, I can see the contempt that you hold for everybody in this line at the supermarket. Well, pardon her, she's nice.
I think
if only you could hear it would be better than everybody hearing your thoughts.
I would love because it's kind of second like sanity checking you as well, being like, yes, yeah, so you see that too as well, right? You see what I see. We're on here. Or the opposite of someone going, yeah, no, this is fucked up. Is it? I thought it was normal. No, it's fucked up, mate.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. But yeah, I think that's Much prefer the narration. I think that'd be a good shout.
We interrupt this pointless conversation to bring you more pointless conversation.
Title fight, motherfucker!
Oh, different every time.
Different every time. It's almost like we should get around to doing a jingle for that.
No.
All right. It's the return of Title Fight. And we've had some amazing title fights again. We did like a preamble to this last time, so if you are listening for this season, you know what the previous season's title fight was all about. If you haven't, go back and listen to the first season. It's basically some crazy weird shit where we pit people against each other and arm them with all kinds of shit, and then we talk through who would survive, why, what would happen, and go from there. And today in the blue corner we have Wile E. Coyote.
He doesn't make any noise, does he, really?
No,
he's silent character.
He's just really fucked off all the time. He's like, yeah, seriously, another fucking rock in my head.
Yeah.
And he holds up the little, like,
little flag.
Yeah, or like the little board that says, you know, in modern day it would be like, what the fuck? This is just like, oh, ouch. And in the red corner, we have the Terminator. So Terminator, first one. And we got this wrong in one
was
of the...
Was it the RC-1000 or something?
T-100 or something.
Oh, was
like
it?
That.
Yeah,
like,
there we
T-1000
go.
T-1000 or something like that, I think, like... David pointed us in the right direction with it because we'd fucked off a load of Trekkies or whatever they're called. Wile E. Coyote, the cartoon character. So I paired these two together because they're pretty indestructible.
That's a good point, actually.
And I was just like, I would genuinely like to know who would win in a battle between the two.
Whoa.
So let's do it.
All right. We're gonna have to take it in turns here because your mind is a bit more mad than mine, and it'll.
I'm almost completely fucking insane.
I like the way your mind goes sometimes.
I'm already working like, how can we get a tennis racket into this? What's gonna happen with that?
Well, that's how it starts.
Okay.
Because Wile E. Coyote is not in his usual setting, in the you know, the kind of canyony type areas with the rocks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's trekking. He's got tennis rackets on his feet.
I love that.
He's going through the snow.
Okay.
Because the little, what's he called? The Meep Meep guy.
Roadrunner.
Roadrunner.
Meep Meep.
He's so fast. He's in Alaska.
Yeah.
So Wiley's like, well, let's go there. See what we can do.
Trek up there. See what we can do.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, T-1000.
100.
My bad.
I think it's 100. I don't know. We might be getting it wrong again.
Terminator.
Yep.
He's got his Harley Davidson, and he's obviously he's a robot, he's right?
I need your snow boots, your coat, and your snow motorcycle.
And he's like, he keeps getting stuck. He's like, his vocal chip. Where's John Connor? Catherine Brewster? Is that the same film?
No, Sarah Connor. I remember, like,
yeah,
Sarah Connor. Yes,
come with me if you want to live.
Oh wait, yes, that's Terminator 2, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, because he's like, he's now come back from being a bad guy. He's now a good guy, trying to help her find her. And obviously, she's very mentally scarred from the fact that he was trying to kill her the first time.
That's right.
And then you've got the cop who like is the melty version.
Oh, I love that bit.
Because originally I was like, well, let's pit the melty version against Wile E. Coyote, but I was like, that could just go on forever, couldn't it?
Yeah, literally just like puncturing holes in
it. I just imagine them morphing into one.
So I reckon the Terminator is at a truck stop.
Yep.
In Alaska. He's passing through.
Yep.
And he's just picked up his snow boots.
Yep.
Like you said.
Yep.
And he's back on the road. And Wiley's going down on his little tennis racket shoe things. And he slides down the hill right in front of the Terminator. So now they're doing a bit of like a cowboy showdown. Because there's a bit of history between them as well. Don't forget.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
So, Terminator used to work at a petting zoo.
Oh, right.
Where Roadrunner was released from.
And this affects Wile E. Coyote because...
Well, he's been after him for years, isn't he?
Oh, he was the zookeeper.
Yeah, yeah.
Terminator T-96 or whatever he is.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Yeah.
And did they like throw down? Was it like fisticuffs?
Basically, yeah. So Terminator's like, oh, I'm sick of that job. I'm done with it. Let's release all the animals. And Wiley's like, oh, that was my favourite animal.
Prick.
Yeah, so really, that's why he's trying to capture him. He's just really...
Like, mate, he's like, I'm going to have to get the port and starboard onions out. And he's like, what? The port and starboard onions? He's like, yeah, because they'll make you cry.
Right, so...
fuck's sake.
Yeah, so... what's his name? Terminator. What
the fuck are we doing?
Terminator's got a Hello Kitty backpack on.
Of course he has.
And he pulls that little crown and pops that on as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because he's a bit of a camp Terminator.
The Arcana. Girlfriend, you are fine.
So he pulls out a bazooka as well.
Yeah.
And he fires it, but it just slowly glitter comes out. A load of limp glitter. But a gust of wind catches it and it just smashes Wiley in the eyes. And so he's blinded now. He's like rubbing his eyes. He's got glitter all in him.
Oh, please tell me he turns around with like a proper like Zoolander look. And he squares up. And then like... He's like, like, Terminator's like, girl, you are fabulous. And they don't fight.
Yeah.
They become best friends.
Yeah.
And they join the musical Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
And then meanwhile.
Okay, right.
Me. Roadrunners come past.
They join forces.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
So Wiley's on the back of his motorbike now.
Looking amazing.
He's got like a blonde wig on.
And they're driving on listening to Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Oh, they became best friends. Yeah. They didn't fight at all.
That's the end.
Yeah, I love it.
I think that's the best. That's the best end and the least violent end that didn't require any fucking massive dildos or anything. I love it. That's amazing.
Nice one.
Oh, that was absolutely beautiful. Brain Stew are proud to announce our clothing partners, Overflow.
Overflow Clothing are an independent skateboard and alternative streetwear clothing brand. Passionate about creating unique designs that are limited edition and printed on 100% organic cotton. All designs are hand-drawn and digitized at Overflow HQ, then screen printed and sent direct to your door. Alongside t-shirts and hoodies, you'll also find accessories such as beanie hats, enamel pins, and glossy stickers over at overflow-clothing.com.
Get an exclusive 20% off your total order by applying code BRAINSTEW20 at checkout. So, when you were growing up, what did you want to be?
Right, so most people would say doctor, policeman, fireman. Mine was ice cream man.
I love that.
Yeah, I just wanted...
So innocent.
I just loved the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
I was always excited by it and like watching them like pour the 99s into the cones. I just wanted to do that all day, just serve people ice cream.
And not eat it, just serve people.
Yeah, just drive around, press the little music button.
Pop, all the kids come out and
pop the flake in the cone, you know. Quite a simple job that, but
oh, mate, that's lovely. That's really nice.
Is it?
Yeah, no, genuinely, that's like a real kind of like wholesome.
It's a bit
like
council estate, isn't it? But
no, I think it's really nice. I think it's like yeah, you saw something that looked fun. And you were like, yeah, I want to do that. That was great.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bit of a random one, but yeah, no, that was my the first thing that came to mind when I was like, what do I want to do?
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, well, at least you're not like, I want to be an Avon man.
Yeah. What was yours?
I wanted to be a policeman.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, so I like, well, I it changed as I grew up. I first wanted to be a policeman. Then I wanted to be a lawyer.
Wow.
And then I wanted to be a bank clerk. And I achieved that. Yeah. That was interesting. Yeah. That was, you know, kind of like the pinnacle of my life. But yeah, like a policeman, I always wanted to be not a like an on-the-beat Bobby or Peeler. I wanted to be a detective.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of, that's like, and I think I have this, still have this huge kind of like interest in true crime and stuff, but it's never from the aspect, because people are like, oh God, it's really sick listening to that stuff. And I'm like, I'm not listening to that stuff from the, you know, the bad point of it. I'm listening because I want to know how they caught that person and like the chase and how the, so I'm very much like into it from the police side of it rather than the kind of the,
well, it's a puzzle, isn't it? It's working out the crime and how they did it.
But there's also like, sometimes you can never truly know if you've got that puzzle right. You have to go with your gut, and that, what a big fucking decision that is.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, huge respect for that. And I think, so like the second part of the question is, if you could do any job now, what would it be? And mine would still be, I would want to be a detective.
Yeah.
I'm too old to start that shit. And I don't think I could cope with all the procedural bollocks as well. I've seen too many movies to be like, I want to be like the John McClane, like the rogue cop who's like a badass and like doesn't like do well with the rules. But I know that's completely against who I am. And I'd be like, no, is there a form to fill out? Okay, let's fill out the form first. do I have to sign for this gun? Okay, let's do that. Because I'd properly be like, I respect authority and that. And
Yeah, definitely. No, I think if, I think dream job now, like I'd still love to be a touring musician, you know, but I think I'm too tired now but yeah, no, that's still like the dream, I guess.
Yeah.
Is to create music and do that. But aside from that, I think anything with animals, like working with animals in any capacity is kind of, because animals are better than humans.
Oh, by far.
You know, we're just,
except guinea pigs.
Yeah, you don't like them, do you?
Snidey little pricks.
No, so yeah, any sort of anything with animals, mate, yeah.
Sounds like something Rolf Harris would say.
We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffle.
Waffle. Oh, wank me off.
So this is probably the most important conversation we're ever going to have. As Englishmen, you've got a choice now. So you've only can have a full English breakfast containing 4 items. That's it. Forever.
And you don't mean like 1 bean, 2 beans.
Could you imagine? It's funny because things like that, like when you put questions to you, that there will be caveats that have been written because someone will literally go, what's the point? You can only have 4 beans. It's like, no, it doesn't mean 4 beans. It means 4 groups. Sorry, 4 groups. Oh, fuck off, you cunt. Listen. It's just, the 4 items that you would traditionally find on a full English breakfast, but these are the only 4 items. It's basically, it's like when you go into like a place and they're like, oh yeah, so we do like the 5 item breakfast or the 7 or the 9 item. No, you've got 4. Something's got to go. Obviously, we know from previous episodes, tomatoes ain't fucking making it on that plate.
And mushrooms aren't either.
Nope.
Yeah, don't put them on my plate.
Black pudding?
Nah, okay.
What is that?
Oh, you're the same as me. I love it. Get those things off.
And it frustrates me when you go somewhere and they're like, the full English. So we've got some bacon. Nice. Sausages. Perfect. Beans, love it. Hash browns,
cheeky. Tease me.
Nice. Bit of toast, fried bread, controversial, but we'll go with that. Black pudding, what?
A bit of pig's blood.
Dried pig's blood, okay, right.
Yeah.
Mushrooms, well, that's just stupid. because of the oil and that, you know, yeah, okay. And some tomatoes, but we can either do a big sloppy tin, we can cut one in half,
yeah,
or we can just fucking burn the top of it to a crisp.
Yeah. Yeah, why?
Why are these things appearing?
Well, who came up with this? Like,
I don't know. And like, and it seems like, or maybe do you want some like mackerel on it?
Well, they may as well.
Or a kipper.
Got all these lovely items that work well together, and then, oh, you want some sloppy bloody tomato seeds on there?
So when the first time I went to my favourite place in the world, first time I went to Berlin, we were incredibly hungry. We went to watch Tiny Moving Parts. Next morning, incredibly hungover, looking for food. We went up to this restaurant in Alexanderplatz, and we were like, yeah, typical Brits on holiday, need a bit of sustenance, got a day of kind of mooching around the place and seeing what's going on, let's get a full English. So we chose the London breakfast, right?
Okay.
Sounds promising so far, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what we're getting? We're getting bacon. I know this is massively wild at the point, but just to share inanimate objects that should not go onto an English breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Bacon, yes. Sausages. They were like little chipolata things, but okay, fine. Baked beans. Yes.
Yeah, can't get them wrong.
We're good so far, aren't we?
Yeah.
Egg.
Yeah.
Scrambled.
Not first choice, but...
Lettuce.
Sorry, get back up.
Yeah, lettuce. Tomato. Cucumber.
No.
And melon.
What's that doing on there?
In a salad.
Oh, so that was like the salad on the side was the...
All in one big plate. Not even like a side salad, literally like... And I was like, what fucking part of London have you been to where some cunt's giving you a breakfast like this?
Well, actually, going back to eradicating foods, salad. We don't need a salad.
Oh, I probably do.
Do you?
Yeah, probably.
I don't get a salad.
Yeah. But I just...
Yeah.
I just, like, baffling, like... I need a salad because I shouldn't eat all the shit that I eat, and a salad's probably a better choice for me. But, like, literally, where the fuck did you go in London? Who the fuck gave you a breakfast like that? And why did you think it would be a good idea to put it in fucking Berlin?
Yeah, no, don't do that.
What the fuck? So, yeah, again, stupid things to go. So, you've got your four. What are you picking?
So
let's do this together. Let's vote.
All right, okay. Well, ours are going to be different, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You reckon? Why is that?
I just think they will, because you...
Yeah? You serious?
You won't like
nice.
My choice.
Nice!
Sorry?
Yeah? Ooh. Nice!
Sorry.
You won't think my choices are nice.
Because we haven't, done it.
No, so...
If you put an avocado on it, you can fucking leave now.
No, melon. No. No, so the fried egg.
Yeah, winner.
The humble classic.
Gotta winner. Be fucking dippy, though.
Yeah, yeah, always a dippy, but I'll take it either way, to be honest.
That's what she said.
Decent sausages.
Yep.
Always.
Yep. I'm really excited then. Yeah, sausages.
Always sausage, mate.
Fucking Scooby-Doo turned up. Whoa, sausages. Whoa.
Always a sausage.
Yep.
That's what she said. Toast. I can't have one without toast.
Ooh, okay.
Got a buttery toast and like big chunky bread.
Yeah. Buttery toast.
The fourth item will surprise you. I'm going eggs again.
Scrambled eggs?
No, I'm going... So the first one's fried.
Yeah.
Poached on this one.
Ooh, okay.
Because I think the egg is like the most important part of the breakfast. Mm. So I'm going double egg.
So you've got double egg, sausage and toast.
Yeah. Because...
it's not as bad as melon, but it ain't fucking far off.
Because bacon, I can take or leave it because... I find when you go out to eat, you get like all the fatty stuff on it and it's like not quite cooked enough. People just can't seem to get it right.
Yeah, I kind of get that, but there are some bacon, like a bigger cut of bacon, like not something that's been fucking shaved off,
yeah.
Like a nice juicy cut, almost like gammon.
Yeah.
Like that is fucking quality. So mine would have to be sausage, bacon, fried egg, and then it would have to be, I'd love to say toast, but it's got to be the beans. Because you need that bit of juice in there as well.
Yeah, it's still a solid choice. Solid choices, but...
Hit us up with your favourite things to not put on an English breakfast. Things like fucking kippers and, you know, I just fucking... Why fucking melon? I can't explain the disgust on my face. I mean, no. Again, I was fucking ragingly hungover, and I'd knocked the vase on the table over and spilled all the water from the vase all over my trousers as well.
Don't
I was in a proper fucking state. And we went on a sightseeing bus, and it got held up for like an hour because they had some government bod leaving the Reichstag. So luckily, I could just sit on this sightseeing thing and fucking sleep for an hour, and that kind of set me straight. And then went for a beer in the evening, and we were both like, we should have fucking done this earlier. And yeah, it was good fun though.
Nice.
Anyway.
Oh, wonderful English now.
Just no fucking melon.
No.
Brenda, stop freaking your twat and get down here.
It's called story time.
It just gets weirder.
Does, doesn't it? To be fair, I've not recorded any new sound bites. I think like the all time like scraping the barrel low one was this one.
Oh, wank me off.
Closely followed by this one. Stick your finger in my ass.
I think it's the tremble in the first one.
You like it though, don't you?
Harry Potter, the boy who lived. Specky little cunt, aren't you? Mm.
It's just no need. It's just rude.
It's just horrible, isn't he, Voldemort?
Oh, I thought you meant me.
No.
Anyway, what you got for us?
Speaking of twats, council issues warning about scum found near twat.
Daddy fuck the lasagna.
So this is a story coming from Tuesday, the 6th of June.
Yep.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep. Go. A Scottish council has issued a warning after toxic scum was found near twat.
Oh, no.
Shetland Islands Council Environmental Health Team has found blue-green algae on the loch of North House near the village of Twat.
Yep.
Yep. It's not to be... it's not to be confused with the village of Twat on Orkney, which is close to the Loch of Boardhouse.
Yep.
The fuck was that? It's like, for a second, you had a split personality, yeah. Mate. Well, one was you and the other was a fucking Hoover. You were like... Yeah, I identify as a Dyson.
Oh, dear. Right, where was I? So signs were put up around the loch warning that any contact with the blue-green algae should be avoided and animals yep. shouldn't drink or swim in the water. Adjoining landowners...
What are they going to do with the fucking fish?
Yeah, I know. Poor thing.
Sorry, I went really high-pitched.
You sound like Sarah Millican there. So if you want to know where Twat is located, it's within the parish of Sandsting on the Shetland mainland.
Yep.
Also...
To the crest of the labia.
Yeah.
What if that's from when Toby's trying to explain to Dwight, isn't he?
Oh yeah. Where is the? Where's
the clitoris?
Yeah.
Go.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Yep.
Yep.
Go.
Go.
Adjoining landowners have been warned about the situation, as have the NHS Shetland and Shetland.
He was caught touching badgers.
Angling. No, not badgers. Angling Association. Additional water treatment to destroy or remove toxins may be applied. The council says the actions they're currently taking are precautionary.
So well.
So the name of Twat originates from... an old Norse meaning. I don't know how you pronounce that. Bvit? Bvit?
Bvit? Pferd.
P-V-E-I-T?
Oh, I said Pferd is German for horse. You're talking about Norse, aren't you?
Yeah. Fair.
So look, I can't see it. Oh, that's a weird letter.
It's not an English letter, is it?
No, let's pretend that it's a B. And it's Bvit.
Bvit, okay.
Bvit.
Meaning small parcel of land.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That's what Twat means.
okay, so that's why it's called... Because it's a small parcel of land.
Exactly.
Get your twat out.
There you go.
You're basically saying is get out your small parcel of land.
The name regularly features in roundups of the rudest place names in the UK alongside...
Shitterton.
Yep.
Which is just up the road from us.
Would you believe it or not? Yeah.
It is.
Also, Bitchfield. Wet Wang.
Oh, nice.
And my favourite is Fingering Hoe.
Oh, yes, yes. Here, I'm the king of finger blasting.
There we go.
And there's a place in Austria or Germany called Vonk.
Is there?
Yeah, which is spelled W-A with umlauts N-K.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like funny place names.
I enjoy funny place names as well. That's cool. That's cool story, bro. Purely because we got to understand where the word twat originates from.
There you go.
It's a small parcel of land.
Based in the Shetland Islands.
Well, that's been another fun-packed, filth-packed, stupidity-racked...
Hmm.
I felt like I was rapping there. I was flowing.
Eminem over here, across from me.
Just call me GC.
Oh, no, don't go there.
All right, stay tuned. No, don't stay tuned. Fuck off. It's the end.
Thanks for listening again.
Yeah, cheers, though. Really appreciate it. Come back next time, listen to more stuff. And if you want to send us some money in the post and stuff, that's great. Cheers. Take it easy. Bye.
You've been listening to Brainstew. Find more episodes at brainstew.co.uk.